What's going on, everybody? It's your boy King, and I really want to welcome you all back to the PlanFL podcast. Before I jump right into today's topic, which is about impact, the last 2 days, or the last 2 episodes, I should say, I had a chance to chat about identity, then vision, and now talking more about execution and impact and how you can find different ways to provide more value for your audience. So today's episode, I'm really going to share about the 3 different ways you can be providing more value to your clients, your customers, your followers, whatever you want to call it. But like I said, before I jump into it, I want to make a huge request and ask every single one of you listening if you could rate, subscribe, and share the show on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever I post it, Google Podcasts, I think. There's so many platforms nowadays, I don't even know. You know, this is the first time I'm really officially asking every one of you. I feel like I really want to grow this show. I've been getting a few responses from each and every one of you, or I wouldn't say each and every one of you, but I've been getting a few responses, and it's really helped me dedicate myself more into putting more value into planning out these episodes more. So if you could show me some love by rating, subscribing, and sharing this podcast, it would be amazing. It's just my way of providing value. I'm not really planning to monetize this anytime soon. So if you could help me share it, spread the message, that would be great. Especially if I've helped you shift your perspective, I really want to help whoever's in your life as well. Because I feel like life is too short to be wasted. Entrepreneur or not, I feel like a lot of the things I teach here, I share here, can be applied to whichever industry career path you decide to choose. But without further ado, let's talk about the 3 different ways you could be providing more value to your clients and to your followers, customers, whatever you want to call it. If you've been through school, chances are you've been taught to fear one thing. That thing is called failure. What they didn't teach you is that the more you fail, the faster you learn and succeed. Join me on my journey to uncover the reason why most graduates leave school feeling lost and confused. We'll unlock the secret to finding clarity, direction, and purpose in life. My name is King Lau, and welcome to Plan to Fail. So I think it's actually super important for us to talk about what does impact even look like before we talk about the different ways you can be creating more positive impact with your business. I'm not sure if it's just me, but I feel like when the word impact gets brought up, we imagine it to be this world-shifting change we're supposed to be creating in the world. And as a result of this way of thinking, a lot of the times we might just say that we're not in a position to create an impact for the world. But I want you to look at it this way. If you're already in business, you're already creating impact. It just depends on how conscious you are of it or not. You see, if you weren't providing value and creating an impact in the world through your business, you probably wouldn't be in business for very long. Because at the end of the day, money is just a receipt of value. The more value you provide through your business, the more money you make. So more likely than not, you're already creating value and positively impacting the world, but you just don't realize it yet. The problem isn't that businesses aren't providing value. The issue lies where we normally aren't very conscious or aware of it when we are providing value and creating a positive impact. I'll be the first to admit, you probably do fine just going with the flow and continue building your business without being aware of the impact your business is actually making. But if you want to take it to the next level, one of the key things or key ways to differentiate yourself from the competition is to focus on providing more value than anyone else in your industry or anyone else at all for that matter. Makes sense, right? So how can you figure out more ways of providing value for your clients and customers? And the key is really becoming more conscious on how you and your business can be improving on how they are providing value and impacting the lives of the people your business touches. The more value you provide, the more successful your business. And I can pretty much guarantee you that. So I want to bring up the whole conscious side of it because you need to be aware and conscious before you can make change. And even if you're going to implement the 3 ways that you could provide more value for your customers, for your clients, for your followers, you need to be conscious of the impact it's making and how you could pivot because
like I said, there's no one framework fits all for all businesses. You have to be very conscious about how each and every one of the ways or the strategies I share with you, how it could work for your business, how you can implement it with your business. It's not just it works for everybody. I can confidently say it will work for a lot of industries, a lot of businesses, but I can't speak for everybody. So that's why I really wanted to bring up that, you know, you are already impacting the world. You don't have to see impact as being a Jeff Bezos or being a nonprofit or having a lot of money. You could be impacting your community. You could be impacting the people that work for your business. You could be impacting all the shareholders. You could consciously build it in a way that everybody involved in your business is impacted. And it doesn't have to be this world life-changing thing. It could be just having a great company culture. It could be just treating your employees right. Because if you treat your employees right, then there will be a ripple effect that, you know, they'll be happier when spending time with their families and, you know, the development of their kids. And quite, I'm not saying everybody's going to go through that or everybody will benefit, but like, that's just an example that, you know, impact doesn't have to be this huge, humongous thing that we all feel like it has to be. It could be the small decisions that you make every day with your business that changes the lives of the people that are involved in your business. And it doesn't matter how big or small it is. But the three ways that you could provide more value to your customers or clients are, number one, create and facilitate a community for your followers and your customers. And I know that a lot of people or a lot of businesses are actually jumping on this community train, and there's a reason for it. A lot of the times, we buy things or we sign up for things that resonate with our values. And I feel like the power in a business is to bring like minds together so we can help each other grow. And I think that's just something that I've really learned in the whole entrepreneur space, especially online when everybody has been so supportive. So if you haven't already created a community for your business, for your followers, for your customers, for your clients to follow and interact with one another, then you're missing out. So if you really want to stand out in the crowd of sameness, in the sea of sameness, create a community. I know a lot of people are already doing so, but by creating community, you basically open up a new channel for you to connect with the people who are following you, who are customers or clients of your business. And that will go far, quite honestly. The more authentic you are, the more real you are, the more of an effort you put into trying to build a relationship with your customers, the better your business will be off, the more it will thrive. So first, create a community, facilitate that community. And I think that's a point that I really want to bring up because it's not just about creating a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group and leaving it there. You have to be actively facilitating, you know, networking opportunities, conversations, discussion threads, because at the end of the day, it's your group and it's your responsibility to make sure that, you know, your customers, your followers, your clients are engaged with your business and what you're doing. So the second way you can provide more value to your customers is finding different ways to incorporate your brand to create an unforgettable experience. And what do I mean by that? And again, it doesn't have to be life-changing. It doesn't mean that you have to break the bank trying to please or make your customers happy. It's really about how can you add that sense of uniqueness, that flair to your business. I love using Apple as an example because they create the perfect customer experience. Anywhere from the customer service to even when you're peeling back the plastic of your new iPhone. Every part of it was planned and thought out, and it's uniquely Apple. And a lot of the times it might take some creativity on your part, but how can you differentiate yourself and provide more value to your customers by creating an experience for them? And I think another example was, I can't remember which insurance company, it was down in the States, but what they end up doing is when you get into a car accident, they actually bring a rental car to you and they take your car away and they deal with all of that. They're still an insurance company. They do auto, home, and I feel like a few more things. Like I can't even remember the brand, so I'm not going to be here sharing things that I don't know exactly. But because they were willing to do that, that's why they stood out in front of the competition, because nobody else in where their market is did that, provided that service. Because think about it. I don't know, have you ever gotten into a car accident, But the biggest stress after getting into a car accident is like, I got to take it to the shop. I got to get a rental car. I have plans already for the weekend. I don't have time for this. So because of this company, this insurance company who did that, they ended up winning a lot more customers over because they provided a customer experience that was different than what any of their competitors were doing. So find different ways, right? Find different ways. It doesn't matter how boring or how bland your business is. Just find different ways to make the customer experience more unforgettable and more enjoyable. The third and final way you could provide more value to your customers. It's quite simple, and some of you might disagree with this, but it's really about connecting with your customers by sharing more about yourself and your journey. And when I talk about sharing more about yourself, I'm not talking about just the wins and what you're showing off of how successful you are. I'm talking about the struggles. I'm talking about being personable and vulnerable, because a lot of the times, and I'm not saying that this goes for every industry, but a lot of the times the people you're helping were once you 5 years ago. You're basically helping the people that are in a place where you once were. And a lot of it is that if you're willing to share the struggles of your journey to where you are today, you will actually connect much deeper with your clients, your customers, and your followers. Because we all go through struggles. But I feel like in today's age of the internet, of social media, so much of it is a highlight reel. Look at my Lamborghini. Look at my private jet. Look at all the cool, famous people I know. And not enough about the struggle behind it, because it's the struggle that we resonate with. Everybody's version of success is different. While my success might be living in a penthouse and traveling the world and, you know what I mean, driving nice cars, that might not be your version of success. So if that's all I'm sharing, then how are you able to connect with me? But if you share the struggles, that's where people really come together, because we might go through struggles under different contexts as we experience different areas of life, but the underlying struggle, the emotional struggle, the mental struggle, I can guarantee you is very similar to one another. So if you're just finding an inexpensive way for you to provide more value to the people who are following you, to your clients, be authentic, be open. The more raw you are, the closer you build your relationship with the people who trust you, who listen to you. And like I keep saying, I think a common theme now in my life is it's always the simplest things that yield the greatest results. So we like to wrap everything up and overcomplicate everything. But quite honestly with you, try it out. It's always the simple ones that make the biggest impact. You'll be surprised. And if it doesn't work for you, what's the hurt in it, right? You put yourself out there, so what? And I think that so often than not, we don't put ourselves out there enough. Not because we really care about what people think about us. Is that what would we think about ourselves if we make it public information? And I'll be honest, I'll be truthful and honest with you that nobody really cares. People actually respect you for sharing those things. So take advantage of it. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be really expensive for you to provide more value for your customers through your business. It could be as simply as just sharing your story. And even when you share your story, you can peel a different layer back every time. And I think that's the beauty in storytelling, and that we actually need to be leveraging our stories more, because how can you stand out in the competition? Because by even me sharing all these tips with you in this episode is really for you to find ways to stand out from the competition. And if you really want to stand out, in front of the competition, then share your story, be vulnerable, open up, be raw, and you'll be surprised. I promise you. Those are really the three ways that I have for you today simple ways for you to provide more value, I should say. Yes, you can scam your way to becoming very successful and wealthy in the eyes of the world. But if your business model is really based on taking advantage of other people and not providing value for them, at the end of the day, when you're on your deathbed, how are you going to think about your life? How are you going to think about yourself when you're by yourself? And That's really part of the reason of why we should be finding new ways to provide value. Number one, yes, it's beneficial for your business. But number two, it's really for yourself. Giving is a very selfish act. I'm going to repeat that. Giving is a very selfish act, because when was the last time you helped somebody and you felt so good about it? But you know, when we go through the motions of life and we get jaded enough, we get very selfish. We want to look within. We just want to think for ourselves. But think about it this way. When was the last time you selfishly thought about yourself and put yourself first, and that brought you long-term joy and fulfillment? And now think about, when was the last time you helped somebody out and how much fulfillment and joy did that bring you? And compare those two experiences. We all like to think about giving as a very selfless thing, but quite honestly, it's a very selfish thing. So the more value you provide, the more you're willing to give, the more you will receive. And I feel like more people need to exercise that. It makes no logical sense. But if I've learned anything about business, about entrepreneurship the last 3 months, that it's not a logical game. I mean, there is a higher power at play. You might believe it. You might be spiritual. You might be religious. You might be atheist. But I truly believe that there is a higher power at play. And the more you think about yourself, yeah, you'll be successful in a world sense where you might have nice cars, a nice house, a lot of money, but it's not going to bring you the fulfillment you're seeking. I can promise you that. And as much as you like to believe that, as much as you follow all these social media influencers, the Dan Bilzerians of the world, and thinking that that is the life you want to live. I mean, I'm not saying that life isn't attractive, but at the end of the day, when you're by yourself without, you know, all the nice things, all the people around you, all the boys and the girls around you, what are you left with? Just your thoughts and yourself. And I feel like business should be an extension of yourself. And the more you give, the more fulfilled you'll get. So super simple episode. I'm not going to go for too long. I've already rambled too much this week, I think. Last thing I do want to bring up is Summit is officially over when you're listening to this. For the people who have tuned in to the Summit, I really want to thank you for your support. It's something I've been working on for the last 3 months, and I really can't believe that it's over. At the time of recording of this episode, the Summit hasn't launched yet. It's actually the day before the Summit launches at the time of this recording. Tune in for next week. I'm actually going to be breaking down about what I've learned throughout this process of the Summit after I've had the chance to process it. Share a little bit more of what I've learned, and hopefully have more direction to share with all of you in where I want to take the business, and where, more importantly, where I want to take my life. But I've been really sharing this journey with you to show you that you don't need every single piece of the puzzle to take that first step. Has it been terrifyingly uncertain the last 3 months? Yes, for sure. But I've never felt any more alive. So thank you again for tuning in. Please rate, share, subscribe, whatever it is that people do with podcast episodes. But as you can tell, that I'm quite tired from everything that's happened this last 3 weeks. But I'm glad. I'm glad that I am speaking to each and every one of you again. It actually brings so much joy in my life. When I do so, I feel like I've learned so much more about myself each and every time. So thank you so much for tuning in. And more importantly, thank you so much for being a part of this community. And until next time, stay hungry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plan to Fail. If you're thinking of someone who needs to hear this message, spread the word by rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. If you're like me, you're probably wondering, what are the first steps to building a solid foundation for success? My advice is to start by redefining your relationship with failure, learn how to embrace it by understanding its importance in both your personal and professional life. To help you get started, I wanted to give you a free copy of my ebook, Failing Forward. This book will give you the tips and tricks needed to help you redefine what failure means in your life and provide the clarity you need to achieve success. Go and download your free copy at plantofail.net. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being part of this community, and until next time, stay hungry.